Hey, hey! Thrasher here with this week's Neil Young news, and the wheat is somewhat subdued this week, although enthusiastic, organic and GMO-free as always. But a couple things will be a little short this week. So over the past week, tremendous amount of news and on all sorts of fronts. Just backing up a little bit, a week ago, we were in the midst of a lot of Neil Young celebration as Neil Young turned 70, a joyous global event, lots of excitement and fun, people having all sorts of events around the world to celebrate that, and certainly it does not get much better than that. We also had Neil Young's album, The Blue Note Cafe, released from the performance series. Tremendous, great, wonderful. Another album from Neil Young. Check out. We also had a very personal honor and privilege to attend the Willie Nelson tribute, the Library of Congress's Gershwin Prize that was awarded to Willie Nelson this past week in a tribute concert that we were able to attend at DAR, Daughters of the American Revolution, Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C. Neil Young, Paul Simon, Roseanne Cash, a whole host of talent was there to honor Willie Nelson. We had the honor and privilege, as we said, of attending that, and we're quite thrilled by that, and we provided some coverage there on Thrasher's Wheat, the blog, of our thoughts, and that will be broadcast in January, so check that all out. So it really doesn't get much better than getting to see Willie and Neil and a lot of great folks honoring someone for the music. That's what we're all about here. So we'll pivot on that one. We'll pivot to touch on where we left things last week, where Neil Young had been announced as a last-minute guest at the Tour Out Live event from Paris last Friday the 13th. And as folks know, Friday the 13th apparently lived up to its infamous reputation, and all sorts of terror was unleashed on Paris, which spawned out into our wonderful little world that we all live in, and we saw lots of fear. We saw lots of fear. To remain calm, to think about what was going on, to look closely, to recognize the illusion, to see the theater, the television, the drama that people were getting sucked in, and ask some questions and think about this. So on the one hand, that all sounds rather vague, and we do understand that, and we do understand what we're doing here at the Young really vectors way off of the radar screen of if you will, kind of the core mission of what we're about, but at the same time is right on target with what we're doing here in terms of separating the wheat from the chaff. It would be disrespectful to label the Paris attacks as it, and that's probably also highly unclear as to what we intend by that statement. This is difficult for us because it really takes an extraordinary amount of precision and detail to kind of walk through events and unravel and unpack them as to what's going down. What's going down is always not what it appears to be. And again, we're venturing into the vague wilderness here. We'll try and kind of bring this to a little bit of a conclusion here, where we did receive a lot of feedback on this post. A lot of folks felt as if everything was wrong about what we were getting at regarding Paris, that we were being opportunist and insensitive, and our tenor and tone were all wrong, that we needed to, you know, respect the victims and promote peace, which, you know, we certainly, you know, respect the victims, and certainly we want to promote peace. At the same time, you know, it was suggested that, you know, much as Neil Young's song about love and war and hitting a wrong chord, that we had hit a wrong chord. So here's what we'll say is that while it may have come across as the wrong chord, it was the chord that was struck at that moment, because that was the note that needed to be played. Probably some of the links that we had in the article probably did lead out into all sorts of, for many folks, out into rather bizarre, bizarro world, conspiracy land. And we understand that is not a comfortable place for many, that it is an uncomfortable place to go and to think about some of these possibilities. We will also say that, as folks know, we've been doing this sort of stuff for a long time. We'll point out to the writing research that we did around the Kent State events that took place in 1970, that we have been writing about extensively for literally decades, that those theories were once labeled as conspiracy theories and have since been proven to be facts. The 40th anniversary posting that we did on Kent State has stood at the test of time. It has yet to be undermined. That was a conspiracy theory that has been turned into a fact. So our reputation stands, if you will, relatively untarnished. History and time will determine whether our theories around Paris are accurate or not. At the moment, we will still stand by them, and we would encourage everyone out there who is all upset about what took place in Paris to really go out and look around for themselves about the truth of what actually happened in Paris on November the 13th. Look at the evidence, or even more importantly, look at the evidence that doesn't exist, which logically should exist. We're not going to try and point to a lot of specific things here on this broadcast or on the blog, because it really does take a tremendous amount of personal initiative to get to the bottom of some of these things. And we'll kind of leave things with everyone has heard the rather famous film clip quote of Jack Nicholson, where he in a courtroom situation basically stands up and says that this is in a dialogue with Tom Cruise about where Cruise is looking for the truth, and Jack Nicholson says, "You can't handle the truth." Well, you know, that statement about "you can't handle the truth" is actually more eerily truthful than one would like to hope. That the truth is actually kind of a scary kind of thing, and it's probably pretty normal for folks to kind of want to steer clear of all of that. But at the same time, that means that you're living in a world of lies, and that you're kind of maybe not in sync with what's going on, which may not really bode well for one's future. Not to be ominous here, but you know, it's important to kind of see and recognize what's going on, that kind of Wizard of Oz behind the curtain stuff. You know, there's a lot going on here that people need to understand. And so we'll once again try and wrap this up, and sorry for all the vagueness here and crypticism, but you know, we truly encourage our listeners and our readers to get outside of the box. And when we say get outside of the box, it really means opening up your mind to new ways of thinking. It's out there. We're so force-fed with mass media and our institutions all coming at us with this sort of template of here's the way it all works. And trust us, that template that we're all in, sometimes referred to as the Matrix, there's more to this than meets the eye, and folks probably recognize that as a infamous Neil Young lyric. There's more to the picture than meets the eye, and that's probably a good way to end all of this. And so we will end this what we had hoped would be a somewhat of a short little segment with as we conclude our Neil Young news from Thrasher's Wheat broadcast. Peace and love. Stay calm. No fear. Think for yourself. Use discernment. Recognize the illusion. Ask questions. Be the wheat. Prepare for the big shift and keep on rocking in the free world. Thanks, Eric and Tony, up in Burlington, Vermont. I hope you're feeling better, Tony. Sorry to miss you this week. Up there at wbkm.org.